And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
Let's welcome to the airwaves comedian Seth Herzog. Hey, Seth, how you doing?
Hey there, guys. What is going on over there?
Oh, no, I'm splitting atoms. I hear you have a brand new TV show. Is this thing on? Hello?
Whoa. I think we lost him already.
I guess you don't.
Hello?
Hello?
Did we lose him?
Yeah, we've lost him. Judy's going to get on that right there.
There should be a show called Why Doesn't It Work?
Did you get him back?
Yes,
he's there? Okay. Hey, Seth, did you pay your phone bill?
I haven't paid a phone bill in years.
That explains it.
So you got a brand new TV show is what I was saying.
Yes. I don't know how much you heard, but
nothing.
It's a science comedy show. I think it's Nat Geo's first foray into comedy, where me, Michael Ian Black, and Tom Papa, three comics, host a science show.
Science comedy. I don't think I've ever heard that genre before.
It's a crazy genre. It's brand new.
Okay, brand new.
It's actually, the show is adapted from an English show. There's an English show of the same name, Duck Quacks Don't Echo.
Which is true.
And is it? They don't? What,
yeah.
They do. They actually do, which is crazy.
Huh.
And it's funny because everything on our show we prove true. Like every theory that we posit, we then prove true, except for the title, which ends up being false.
Well, I got to check it out.
Huh.
And I think what's really cool is that these are all the facts that we've heard throughout our life. And you do these on-the-spot experiments proving each fact.
Exactly. Whether it's you can't eat six saltine crackers in a minute or other things like you can get inside a rubber bathing cap. You can stretch it out in a pool enough so a person can fit in it.
Oh my gosh.
We do that. We do
definitely not
the
me.
Wall with a vacuum. There's all sorts of wacky stuff.
What can you do to a vacuum?
We even do a bunch of stuff with animals.
Really?
Like what?
We had a lot of animals. We showed that pigs can't look up.
Pigs can't look up. Okay. How did you do that? I want to know how you did that.
With names produce more milk.
If you call them by name.
Okay.
If you call them by name and treat a cow like with a little more love and give it attention and give it a name, it'll produce more for you than if it just has like a number.
That makes sense.
What else? We did a whole thing about dogs yawn only to empathize with their owner.
Well, no, you experiment. You do experiments with these. What did you do
to it? Yeah,
what was the experiment there?
Enough in your dog's face and your dog is bonded with you, it'll yawn back.
Really?
Just to see, like, hey, I'm tired, too. But it doesn't really, dogs don't have to yawn.
Well, they don't have to?
No, not necessarily. But often when dogs yawn, they do it because you did it.
Oh, okay. Because I know when somebody yawns in the studio here, I'll end up yawning, too.
Mostly because of you, but not because of they're tired.
This talk is making me yawn.
And then there's another thing we do with cat pee.
Oh, really?
That cat pee is I forgot, it has a certain agent in it, like a chemical agent in it that glows in the dark.
Yeah, it does.
I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, we go around with the black lights and look at the studio walls.
I bet you find lots of cat pee everywhere.
All over.
I don't understand why nobody's developed a weapon out of that stuff. I mean, that stuff is it's the most potent, amazing, harsh stuff in existence.
They would be the best biological agent, the cat pee bomb.
Yes.
You know why? Because once you get hit with cat pee, you don't want to fight anymore. You go home. All right, I'm done.
That's the point.
You're over. Over.
Well, now there's some non-animal things that I wanted to ask you about. I know on the show you talk about, is there a way for bacteria from the toilet to actually reach your toothbrush over in the sink?
Yeah. Because when you flush the toilet, the microbes, the microscopic little feces microbes get aerosoled into the air and can reach up to 6 feet.
Whoa.
Wow, that's cool. That's why I never flush. There it is. I was doing the right thing all along.
Or I just actually keep my toothbrush in the toilet. I say, I can't beat them. Join them, you know what I'm saying?
Well, when you go into the public restrooms, now I've always heard go to the stall nearest to the door because that's the cleanest.
And that's true.
You put that to
that
the
as well.
How did you test this? I got to figure that out.
What makes it so clean?
How did we test it? I licked every bowl.
Yeah, okay.
The one I didn't get sick from was the one closest to the door.
Well, you know, when I go into the bathroom, I never go to the one closest to the door. So I guess
no one does.
No one does.
And that's why it's the cleanest one by far.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.